So it's just a real short little word, but it is bringing me so much freedom, changing my whole perspective on some things. I've spent so many years just learning about my identity in Christ, learning who I am in Christ, right? Learning about that, okay, in Christ I have all patience and I have all joy. Everything that's God's is mine. And then all of a sudden, over the last several weeks, there's been this shift because, you know, when you're thinking about who you are in Christ and it's always, it's mine and I, you know, that it's who I am in Christ and it's mine, you can weirdly realize that you're trying to be without really being relying on Christ. You know that you're in Christ, and you know that you need him to do all that, but you're thinking, I can do this because I'm in Christ. Well, here, these last several weeks, I've just had this light come on in my head, and the Lord just started showing me that it's really not about trying to figure out who I am in Christ at all. It is simply getting to know who he is. And it's who he is in me. If I'm thinking, you know, what do you do when you don't see the fruits of that? What's going on when you don't see the fruits of, you know that's real, you're in union with Christ. What's going on? Well, it's because so many times we try to figure out who we are without really knowing who he is. We hear he's faithful. We hear of him. Job said, I hear of you with the hearing of my ear. Job went through horrible stuff that none of us will ever be able to even touch, the kind of suffering he went through. But at the end of that suffering, he said, I used to hear of you, and I knew. I heard you were faithful. I heard you were good. But now I see you. I see that you're good. I see that you're faithful. It went from here to here. He saw with his heart. And the Lord just started really, these last several weeks, really transforming my thinking from owning who I am in Christ to, who are you, God? Who are you for me? Who are you in me? What are you doing? What are you saying? And all of a sudden, it's like you just find yourself curling up into his arms going, okay, I'm going to go down. This morning, I couldn't get notes together. I couldn't get anything together. I finally thought, Lord, you just want me to get up there and talk. I mean, I've got this scribble. You wouldn't understand it. I can't understand it. Who else can? Because I went through five pins that worked perfectly when I was at home earlier. Every single one of them broke, four of them, and then I went and got one from Craig, and it broke. And then I went downstairs, found another one, and it broke. And it finally hit me. The Lord was saying, don't worry about that. Just get up there and share this tidbit. But anyway, so it was just a shift, y'all, of going, I'm not going to really worry about who I'm in Christ. I'm going to worry about who God is. I'm going to think, I'm going to pursue the Lord until I encounter him and until I become, until me encountering him and I'm learning about who he is and learning and encountering his presence me and overshadowing me to the point where now I feel it. Now I am. I'm walking in rest. I'm walking in peace. I'm walking in joy because I'm resting in who he is. When you're beginning to pursue the Lord, you're learning about him. You're encountering him. And little by little, he convinces us that he loves us, that his love will never fail. His faithfulness cannot fail. And you just begin to, like we've been hearing, he just begins to be more magnified and more magnified. And it's like you just start going, wow, that's what it means to be eternal, like to be that faithful. And that's what it means to love unconditionally. That's what it means to treat strangers or people that have harmed you with kindness. That's what it means. That's what it means. And you just begin to rest in who he is and get secure in who he is. And you begin to believe that he loves you that much. And all of a sudden, just because you're in so much rest and peace that he loves you that much, you just start living and being. You walk into a grocery store and you're just thinking about him. You're just thinking about how he is so faithful. And you're thinking about when you go to talk to someone, you're being so consumed with who he is that who you are, it shines. He makes himself known in you. And that's who people see. They see Jesus in you. That's when you are at the place, and I'm not completely there. I mean, this is like new. It's like I've been learning for years, but this new twist is so new to me, to be getting beginning revelation of the Father. The Father, who he is. To us and in us, how much he loves us. It's amazing. So we keep pressing in till we become, until all of a sudden we're not just warring, and we do, because we were born into a world learning these things, learning how the world loves. But I heard a guy say, now we do war with how the world thinks. We grew up thinking like the world, and that became our thing. But then we met Jesus, and Jesus said, you've heard it said, but now I say. We begin to hear how he says, we do war against what the world says. So there is war, and there's pressing in, and there's believing. But y'all, there's encountering, and there's transformation that comes. You will encounter Jesus, a living presence that's real, and it changes you. It changes the way you feel, the way you think, the way you process. Your personal relationship with Jesus has yet to begin to change who you are, change how you think, change how you feel, change how you respond. If that has not happened yet, there's encounter to be had. And it's never going to stop. It's never going to stop because you think about God. He's brilliant. He's amazing. The end to learning who he is never going to stop. So this is never going to stop for us. We get to encounter again and again. But I encourage you, if you've not yet encountered him to where it's made you different. It's made you feel, think, if you're not different. Don't stop. Position yourself in the presence of God for encounter. And think on who he is. Don't be trying to worry about what God wants you to do. Don't be trying to worry about telling yourself, but I'm the righteousness of Christ. And because we are, but that'll become. You'll become the righteousness of Christ just by knowing that he is your righteousness. That stuff will come clear to you. So you keep pressing in and not think about trying to be anything. You just press in till you become. Amen?